Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along for the ride today. Angel is out and about down in Houston way, and that means we have a special guest in the studio today, Connie Kircher with Switchboard Networking Boutique. How are you?
Good, 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 good. It was a beautiful drive coming down here today.
It was a beautiful drive?
Yes.
How many times
did we get to say that?
Well, not too many. I heard earlier, I guess it was last night, somebody took 2 hours to get down from up there. Yeah. But super glad that you are here. Listener Susan shouts out, hi, Connie.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
There you go. And it's fantastic. We want to come back and talk to you a little bit about Switchboard Networking Boutique and what you're doing and how that's all working and all of that. And we'll take some time a little later in the program as well to flesh that out a little more. But want to remind our listeners, we really are here to help you grow your business, get your business right. We do that by reminding you that small business is big business and your business is our business. And nobody knows your business nearly as well as Connie Kircher. Connie, give us the 30,000-foot view of your business and how you help the independent business owners.
Yes. So how we serve our community members and partners are three different ways. So we have business-in-a-box partners, where those are retail spaces. Think about that as a shared experience for 40 business owners to have the dream of having a retail space.
Right.
And then we have a wonderful large venue that folks can hold trainings, workshops, vendor events, team meetings, mastermind groups, by the hour. And then we also have an executive suite. So for folks that are looking to do a little bit more intimate, smaller meeting space, we also have that.
It is a very unique space out in Westminster, Colorado. And it's 120th and just
Tejon Sheridan area.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good deal. And how many people does the large space hold?
Great question. So we can accommodate up to about 35 to 40. We are animal friendly. So we've had some little animals join us before.
All right. Service animals, right?
Yeah, service animals. Or animal.
Just animals. Just bring
them.
All right. You know, did you hear about the lady who brought a horse?
No.
Said, yeah, yeah. there was a hotel. It was in yesterday's news. A hotel said, oh, "Sure, bring your animals, your pets."
Oh,
and this lady brought her horse into the.
Well, I'm going to make a note to write that in our contract a little differently now. No,
as
but
long
all
as
is
25 pounds or less.
Good,
good. Welcome, welcome. So, I don't know about you, but I don't sleep well. Do you struggle with getting the deep sleep?
Yes. I was talking to a colleague just today in Texas, and we both kind of admitted, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing? We go, we're both kind of just struggling on the fatigue bus. And I said, I just might be driving it today.
And you might be driving it today. Well, interestingly enough, I came across an article. Kevin Ryan from Inc.com says that NASA has helped create a mask that will help make you fall asleep faster.
Yeah.
Now, I've tried sleep masks before, and all I do is end up cutting blood flow off from my head, and I'm thinking, that's probably not a safe thing for me anyways.
Well, I would just think, okay, so do you think you would use it every night? I think that's the part. Like, would I just use it on a night that I'm kind of more restless? Would I be using it every night and, like, make it a habit? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if I would add that in.
I'm looking at this mask here, and it's the product is called Illumi.
Yeah.
Illumi. It's $150, and it looks like a great big pair of ski goggles. Like goggles, right?
You're not seeing anything out, nothing, no light, no
distractions. What would go really good with that? A CPAP machine, you know? I don't know. But here's the story. Whether you work the night shift, fly on the red eye, or you just have trouble falling asleep, might be the invention for you. Sound Oasis is a Boston-based startup that creates products meant to help people sleep. And their new deal is this Illumi sleep mask. Yeah. Here's the deal. It says the secret of it is, and NASA is involved in this.
Sure.
The secret is the inside of the mask glows with a red light as you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking.
And then it plays that too. No.
There it is.
Roxanne!
All right.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. Oh, that's so
great. Apparently, red light has been associated with better sleep for several years. I'm not sure if the guy who wrote this article knows what red light is associated with.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That song is not about...
Getting a lot of sleep. Yeah, a lot of sleep on that. Yeah. But what I do think is interesting is that you can, you know, sync it with your phone. It does have an alarm that I wonder how that syncs up. So, I mean, I think some of the things that we have on our phone or different, you know, devices now, I wonder how much that complements it, or is it just another thing that we're going to burn out on in 2 weeks?
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
for $150, it better go longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I bought a pair of jeans for about that same amount.
Yeah.
Can't take them off.
Yeah.
too expensive to take off.
So that's a picture.
Sleep
with
in
this
those.
And the jeans.
Yeah.
There we go.
So do you use an app, or do you use one of those?
Okay, so yeah. I need kind of a lot of silence. I'm not a fan person. No,
really?
Not the TV, not any kind of, you know, white noise or anything. I think it's more important for me the routine, right? Like getting into bed and going like, okay, did I get everything done? Did I, you know, close out whatever I needed to, put whatever I need to get done? So I think it's more important for me the routine.
You're just like Angel.
I know. It's like, it works when you have a routine at the end of the night.
Hmm.
I do have a reminder set on my Fitbit at 9:30 and 10:30. And so at 9:30, it's like, hey, reminder, you need to start winding down. And 10:30 is like hard stop, sunshine. Like
it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
10:30.
Yeah, like, what are you doing if you are still looking at
you're
that?
You're just a young kitten.
I
can't ask you.
I know. How's my 20 to 40. Thank
yeah,
you. Yes,
right.
yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
10:30. That's...
But I believe in that routine, right?
Yeah.
So at least I'm able to know that, you know, even if the day is going to go long
or
whatever.
Do you use any sound effects or anything, or just
no,
silence?
Silence. Yeah.
So, you know... My silence, it sounds like this.
No. And I have friends that love to do the white noise and the fan effect, but I just think that is like, I'm still a little bit out of deep sleep. Like, I'm still like, what is that?
Do you,
I need
you
to
do.
Be paying attention to that?
So I was a professional stage illusionist for 23 years, and on the road in a new hotel every night for 25 nights out of the week or out of the month, every month.
Yeah.
And I ended up, now I have to have the TV on. So the TV is my bedroom companion.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of years ago, my 1987 TV, you know, the big box set, it gave up the ghost. So I put out a wanted ad and looking for a new bedroom companion.
Oh, my God.
This one needs to be slimmer and curvier.
High definition. Maybe
absolutely.
High definition.
And,
that is so funny. Well, you know, I think when we've first met, you know that I haven't owned a TV in years. So the concept of going to sleep with a video on, see a video, like that's how old
light,
school I am.
The,
I'm like,
video,
oh, a video, Connie. Right. Oh my gosh. No, it's called like Netflix
on a VHS
now.
Cassette.
Yeah. the idea of putting, like, you know, Dirty Dancing on the VHS, right?
Wow.
So I can't even imagine having that distraction as you're trying to wind down for the day.
The flicker, the sometimes it gets me.
Yeah.
And it has to be the right volume, because it's got to be the volume where I have to strain to listen to it, because that helps me go to sleep.
Yeah.
But if it's too loud, then it's invasive, and you're right. I'm like, why are they talking to me all night long?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't quite get it. I think I'm more, make sure the temperature is just right, right? So, like, this whole sound piece, the whole, red light, all of that, I think it's more temperature-based. If the routine's there, the temperature's there, I think then I can, you know, settle in.
All right. I might try this thing just because, you know, I'm supposed to have a CPAP because I'm obstructive, whatever you call that, sleep apnea.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I get a CPAP, and I could be Darth Vader. And that's hot.
Do you think you could order this before Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
I think that could be on the 31st. We might need a demo. Just saying.
All right. Hey, everybody. Connie Kircher's hanging out with me. Connie goes to Switchboard Networking Boutique up in Westminster. You're going to want to know more about Switchboard Networking Boutique. They're at 1975 West 120th in Westminster, Colorado, 80234. The number to call if you want to check that out, if you're listening here in the Colorado area, 720-612-4095. We'll talk more about you and your business, Connie, when we come back. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk. I invite you to check out the archives of this broadcast and every show at experiencepros.com/radio. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
You know you want to. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's go ahead and make sure that... Yeah, oh, there you go. So here's Connie Kircher is sitting in for Angel Tussey. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes,
Connie, you are the owner. You're the visionary of Switchboard Networking Boutique.
Yeah.
How did that come about? What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to... You had a 9-to-5, didn't you?
Yeah. So my background was in higher education. I was in student affairs for 10 years. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You can believe that. Yes.
And what made you decide you wanted to jump off that and go into your own business?
Yeah, I love that question. So within that stint in Texas, I did a couple years of working with large-scale businesses doing huge expos. So we had a huge international portfolio. And every time I'd fly back to Texas, good old, you know, homegrown Texas, we live in community, we live and breathe by that, I always wondered, why aren't we doing this on a smaller scale for small business owners? And so I kind of tucked that away and over years built out that business plan, but still continued full-time in higher education. And so over the last, you know, past 2 years, I really saw the research. Again, I'm a research gal, shocking, that was going to be the need. That's going to be the need for the next small business owners to have a shared space where we're building community, we're building collaboration, different than a tech hub, different than an innovation hub. There's a need and a want for that. But for us, that is not our language, which I am one of those. there's a need for that. So that was the vision for several years. And to be able to support networking groups, support other collaborations,
yeah,
support training and education was at the core of who I am. But knowing that that needs to be affordable and consistent for folks in their business.
So you decide to go find a brick and mortar location.
Yeah.
Build it out to your specifications,
yeah,
and take us on a tour of when we come to Switchboard Networking, mm-hmm, Boutique. There's a reception area.
Yep. Right. So that's very intentional that area isn't set up like you're walking into a office in terms of like a doctor's office. It's very, very much so you can move, shake it, do whatever kind of setup you need. If it's food and beverage, if you need it to be more of a registration area, if you need it to have a feel of just coming into a community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's intentional that's not really just kind of like a hard, fast welcome. Hi, you need a check in here station.
Right. And
yep,
everything is so comfortable. You've got a style about you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it. Is it country? Is it a little bit of Texas?
A little bit of Texas. People still say, I'm like, I swear that Texas 10 years in, like, kind of, you know,
but
did
you don't have the accent. So nobody knows.
No. Yeah. So born and raised here in Colorado, but the feel of Switchboard, I wanted it to feel like you're able to still do business at a high professional level,
okay,
but it didn't feel cold as in the older style, right? Conference room feel. And you going like, okay, am I sitting across the table? And a lot of that is that power struggle of just how you set up a room, right? So we were very intentional that we wanted it to be a really open, inviting space that regardless if you were in your first day of business or you were on your 10th year of conducting a workshop, you could create that space your own.
And it is beautiful. Now, on the walls, there's what you call your business in a box.
Yep, our business in a box partners.
Describe for me and for our listening audience what that means to somebody. Let's say I make things and sell them on Etsy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I make jewelry.
Yep.
Or I make, LuLaRoe.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Yes, LuLaRoe. Good. That was good. Not what you're wearing today, right?
It's not what I'm wearing today.
So for our business in a box partners, the benefit is that you're living the dream of having a shared retail space without you having to staff it, without you having to pay the taxes, without you having to worry about all those kind of opening, closing procedures of owning a brick and mortar. We serve as that.
So you do the sales.
Mm-hmm. We do. They keep 100% of the commission, which is a strong, strong value that they're really serving with us as a marketing space. And as they get plugged into groups that are coming in there, professional development workshops, they're getting that exposure, you know, tenfold. So it's a really great model that we're able to get to know their needs. But during the time that they partner with us, we plug them to lots of different things that are outside of even Switchboard. And that's the heart of this. That's why we call it Switchboard. People always ask, is it a tech company or is it an IT company? I'm like, oh, the branding people out there are probably, you know,
right?
Yeah, like asking a lot of questions of it does look like a techie sometimes logo and feel. But the heart behind it is that we serve as the operator. And so going back to old school communication, interpersonal 101, how can we connect each other and plug you into the next step?
Our co-host for the next 2 hours is Connie Kircher. The Switchboard Networking Boutique is what we are talking about. That's her business, 720-612-4095. Again, 720-612-4095. And Connie, there are right now the Switchboard exists in Westminster, Colorado.
Yes.
Right.
And
have you got something to share with us?
Yes. So we have licensed our business, our company. We are very, very excited. We do have our first location in San Diego.
San Diego.
So if you are on the West Coast enjoying that sun, that will be going live here in the next about 6 to 8 weeks.
How exciting for you and for whoever's out there who's going to be licensing your concept.
Yeah.
One of the things that you said that I zoom in on. Yeah. Is the partnership that you have with the people, you know, it's not, yes, you're saving them taxes and employee status and all of that kind of stuff. But what you're really looking for is the shared partnership for the marketing of the space itself.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's a win-win, right? So it's a win-win for Switchboard, the entity, as we get to know how to serve the community better. Well, then we are able to adapt our model. And for those business owners, they're able, it's flexible enough to go, what do you need? What are we not serving with, you know, within our first year? And we've taken that seriously and adapted from their feedback. And that's the beauty of that. We want to make sure we're connecting them.
And you are connecting them because I know that in your communications with the members that are involved with you, your partners, you're, you know, hey, everybody, Susie over here is doing a ribbon cutting or a launch of a new product line or anything like that. Tell everybody to come on down and visit Susie because you're going to be the next Susie and you want everybody to come support yours.
Yep. And it's neat to see, you know, we all ebb and flow in our business, right?
Sure.
So there's some months that you are pushing and there's a couple weeks that you're kind of like, I need to dial back and maybe address personal pieces or, you know, there's just different seasons and different businesses. That's been neat to be able to see that ebb and flow. And when people are kind of needing that extra push, how are we serving their needs? And when they're kind of, you know, stepping back for a month, great. What does the next month look like? You know, how can we connect you?
The brilliance of this goes on and on, Connie. the concept of the Switchboard, of course, I am old enough, you are not, to remember when switchboard was a thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we had one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies from our comedian friend. Listen, folks, we're going to have Connie for the next hour and a half, so don't go anywhere. But do share this show if you're watching by way of Facebook Live. A shout out to listener Carrie and listener Charles, who also gave us a little shout out in the last segment. We're going to be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It's getting good.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints, that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year.
You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Our co-host is Connie Kircher with Switchboard and Networking Boutique. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Eric.
And
you.
We're grateful for you sitting in for Angel, who is out in Houston. Houston is a lot like Colorado in many ways. In one way in particular, they have a professional baseball team.
They do.
Out there. And more than any other sport, baseball is statistics-driven. From RBIs to the WAR index, there is no other sport that measures more or pays more attention to numbers. Our next guest is Alan Hall. He's a senior analyst at the Socionomics Institute, and he wants to add another acronym to baseball's growing number of measurements, SWAT.
Yeah.
That's SWAT. More specifically, the SWAT index, which tracks league-wide home runs and strikeouts per game. And he says here, it comes down to this. This season, homers, strikeouts, and SWAT are at all-time highs, and so is the stock market. Yeah. Hall says that players and investors alike are in the mood to swing for the fences. We're going to talk about the psychology of that with our next guest, Alan Hall. Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for having me on. It's a real privilege.
It is very nice to have you, Alan. But let's just start with this. I don't even what is maybe I killed it and tipped my hand. I don't even know what the WAR is. It called the WAR index?
WAR index? You mean?
I don't even know what that stands for.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
The SWAT index is what I'm here to talk about.
No, I understand that, but it said from RBIs to the WAR index, and that came from your promo. So I don't. I thought there's an acronym I've never heard, and apparently nobody has. Let's go straight to the SWAT index. What is it? What does it stand for?
It stands for swinging for the fences, and it's not an exact acronym, but it's close enough. I wanted something that was catchy because it's such a great fit for the PPI adjusted Dow Jones Industrial Average. Pretty amazing. We have almost 150 years of data on this, and the fit is pretty compelling.
So you're literally putting out there that the way that the home runs and strikeouts play out in any given year is a good indicator of what's happening in the stock market? Really?
Well, it's not so much that they are indicating each other, but that they are both reflecting an underlying driver or cause, which we think is social mood. I mean, you know, why in the world would Major League Baseball home run stats track the U.S. stock market? It sounds like a crazy coincidence. But our chart shows the relationship between the two has persisted for nearly 150 years. And what's more, it gets even stronger when you add the strikeouts into the mix, the offense plus the defense. So you can see this chart at socionomics.net, and there's also a CNBC article, Home Runs and Strikeouts Can Track the Stock Market. So, you know, most hitters and pitchers don't check the stock tickers before swinging and flinging. And most stock investors don't check baseball stats before buying and selling. So what's the connection? Well, we think the simplest explanation is that society's overall mood influences performance in both arenas.
So Alan, I have a question. So, mm-hmm. you know, tracking over the last couple of decades how athletes have increased their physical fitness and supplements and just all around well-being, what would you say about that? That hitters, you know, are hitting stronger, pitchers are throwing harder. So is it more of the maybe industry has evolved, or how would you kind of talk that connection through?
Well, sure, the industry is evolving, and that has some effect. But we also see this indisputable effect of social mood. Hmm. For example, if you'll let me give a couple of examples, on Saturday, June the 3rd, seven players hit Grand Slam home runs. That was a new single-day record. MLB.com said it's officially the grandest day in Major League Baseball history. So that record leak setting Saturday was part of a record-setting month in a record-setting year for Major League Ball, just as it was in the stock market. In June, players hit more home runs than in any previous month in history. And on September 19, hitters broke the record for home runs hit in a single season. So the previous single day, Grand Slam and single month home run records were set in May 2000. That was a year of the previous record high for single season home runs and a year in which the stock market also set an all-time high. So these things are fluctuating together, and you can see that easily in our chart.
So, Alan, forgive me for I really want to jump in and say, you know, I'm getting this, but it just seems so incredible that someone, first of all, said, you know, let's just pull out a sport and compare that to the market for 150 years.
Yeah, I can tell you sort of how it happened. You know, I'm always on the lookout for new sets of data because quite often, it's amazing how often, the data will illustrate social trends and manifestations that are a pretty good fit for the stock market. So I saw this article about pitchers threw more immaculate innings this year, and I thought that was a cool sounding word. It means striking out a side on nine consecutive pitches.
Right.
A really elegant way to put down a side. And so they threw more of those than ever before this year. And the New Yorker wrote, it's true that the increased tendency to swing for home runs comes with an additional likelihood that one will miss. Strikeouts have also spiked to record rates. So when I heard that, I thought, well, gee, I'll just look and see what the baseball data says. And nobody had really looked at it since about 1999 in our shop, and it has gotten a lot easier to find and a lot easier to grab and analyze. So I looked at first the chart of home runs, and I said, well, that's a reasonable fit to the Dow PPI. And then when I added strikeouts in there, I thought I had plotted the PPI adjusted Dow by accident. They were so familiar, so it was very cool, and it sort of makes a lot of sense that a player standing out there with a bat in his hand is going to be affected by the mood of his teammates, the mood of the crowd, and you know, the mood of his family life and all of that, and just like investors, more inclined to take a big risk and swing for the fences.
So Alan, with this unique perspective of these different data pieces, myself being a data gal, let us know, what's the one or two pieces that we should maybe become more aware of or apply in what you're finding?
Well, with baseball, I haven't looked much deeper yet than the home runs and strikeouts, but I plan to look at it more. The popularity of baseball as measured by attendance doesn't seem to fit the markets as well as these performance statistics. So there may be something going on there. A lot of the media have now begun complaining about how this home run and strikeout based game is making the games longer and more boring. And, you know, the Washington Times said baseball's home run explosion will take a toll. The Washington Post said more whiffs, walks, and long balls. Baseball faces an existential crisis. And just today I saw where the National Review advocated baseball reform to speed up the game and win back some fans. So it's a lot like a stock market mania that precedes a bust. You sort of see the psychology changing, and you can sense, you know, a waning of the excitement.
Yeah.
About these home runs and strikeouts. Mm. And once that happens, you're likely to see some kind of regulator step in.
Once you tie it to the stock market, brother, everybody's going to be very interested. Socionomics.net is the website, socionomics.net. And, Alan, we got about 30 seconds left. The final word do you want our listeners to take away?
Yeah, this story is bigger than baseball. We've documented a relationship between social mood and literally hundreds of cultural phenomena, and most of those are in our two new books, Socionomic Studies of Society and Culture and Socionomic Causality and Politics, that you can find on Amazon.
There you go. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege to talk with you today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. Connie Kircher sitting in for Angel Tassi, and your comments as well. We'd love to hear from you. The archives of this broadcast are available at experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where we are burning, baby, burning with a disco inferno. You know, Connie, I've been on the dance floor with you, girl, and you got the moves.
I know. I can only work in this side right now.
Connie Kircher sitting in for Angel Tassi. Angel is on her national speaking tour with Bill Walsh and the Small Business Expos this today down in Houston. Mm-hmm. And Connie, you know, she has been gone more than she has been here recently, but boy, she is really meeting some great business owners from around America, all of whom are being excited about connecting in with the Experience Pros Radio Show and building their brand using major market media. And came across an article that, you know, as Angel is ramping up here in Q4, there are a lot of people, and you probably see some of these people, who decide in the last quarter of the year, you know, business is always slow, and I'm just going to kind of take it off.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend that as an interesting mindset to maybe evaluate.
It's a very diplomatic way of saying that, Ms.
That is the very, right? That was my very PR way of saying that.
Yeah. What you thinking, Willis? So here's the thing. Came across an article which Monica Zent wrote in Inc.com. It says, are you losing momentum during the holidays? Well, use these five tricks for a fourth quarter comeback. Yeah. And we're going to talk about these as we go throughout the article. But more to the point, the Experience Pros take on this is we play all 60 minutes, right? And we cannot afford to take 30 days, 90 days off, because what we do today doesn't really even affect our bottom line until 90 days out.
Correct.
So this quarter is setting Q1 for success. And if we take this quarter off, it won't be till March before you start to see some momentum again.
Yes.
Which is wonder why some small business owners go out of business.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And I would also challenge the idea of, well, everyone else is taking off business, so why would I put my resources, time, energy into the fourth quarter? And I would honestly, again, evaluate that. I think that is just something we have scripted in our heads that's not the truth, right? Like, I know that we're doing a lot of different closings. We're opening a new license in fourth quarter,
right?
Like, that is not necessarily the mindset of the folks that you probably want to be playing in the sandbox
with. We started Experience Pros during what some people called the most serious economic recession that the country has seen since the late 20s.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're talking about how to keep the business rolling, there's a couple of things. And the first one is, and again, this is Monica Zent saying, here's what you can do to keep things going in the fourth quarter. She says, load up on meetings in October.
Yeah. And I think being able to have that face-to-face time before the perception of it all becomes holiday-focused or vacation-focused so that you can set up some follow-up and timelines in October is fruitful. The second piece that I want to chime in for is we use a strategy at Switchboard Networking Boutique called reverse trick-or-treating.
Reverse trick-or-treating.
Reverse trick-or-treating. So the concept is that we create 40 different baskets, right, to-go baskets. And on the 30th and on the 31st of this month of October, we will actually go out to our partners, to our top clients, to folks that we have been courting, right? So if you're listening and you get a basket, there's our strategy. But I want to encourage other business owners that it is a wonderful time to, again, put you top of mind, make you stand out. Right. And a lot of businesses, when I say, oh, reverse trick-or-treating, they're like, explain that. Like, are we putting candy in our trunks and letting people come?
Right.
There's a time and need for that, but you're actually stepping out behind your office, behind your computer, shocking.
Yes.
And you're going and having that face-to-face connection. So I would really encourage that. You have, 10 days to start making those baskets and being able to do that.
Angel and I used to do this, something very similar. Yeah. We would create little baskets or like a coffee mug. I mean, it doesn't have to be huge, just a little gift. And we would go and take them to our sponsors and people who were in our membership.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Yeah.
The goodwill that you purchase from that, the FaceTime, the opportunity to say, thank you for your business.
Yep.
We hope to carry this on.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be very difficult for somebody to say, you know what? Yeah, you're no good and you're out while they're receiving a gift.
Yeah. And it being, something fun, right? So we tend to kind of keep our customer relations at the end of the month or at the end of the year even. Sometimes super serious, right? Like, thank you so much for being our top client. And it sometimes seems a little bit like
stuffy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So this being real, we actually do dress up. We do make sure that the baskets are fun oriented. It again just shows a little bit more of your culture, your personality.
No, when you say you dress up like you're dressed up right now.
No, not dressed up
fancy,
like this,
fancy
but
and pretty?
Like, something fun. I can't necessarily tell you what it will be for this year, but it won't be the eyes though from
did we do it last year? Or is this a new thing?
This is the first time we're doing it at Switchboard. Right. We've used it in other ways though.
All
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing that Monica Zent says is to use the holidays to reach out to contacts. I think that's a given.
Yep.
If you're not doing it, then you're probably missing out on an opportunity to connect with your clients or prospects. The other side of it is, I used to be a preacher, and I used to preach Easter on Christmas, and then I would preach Christmas on Easter, and it would be a little goofy because there was one Christmas Eve that, as a preacher, I came hopping down the center aisle of the church in a full-blown six-and-a-half-foot bunny costume.
That's my costume. Thanks for blowing that.
But it disrupts complacency
in a
big way.
Yeah. And I think the piece on that, too, is, as you're reaching out to this context, please have a why, right? Like, don't just leave a message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, hi, just reaching out, gotta go. Like, have a why when you are going to reach out to those contacts in the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. The third one, boy, we are talking about this all the time now, Connie, and we're going to run out with this one. Change your mindset. Mindset is everything.
Yeah.
The 6 inches between your ears is absolutely everything in your business.
Correct. Correct. Right. Yep. And I think being able to set the tone. So here's, here's an encouragement. If you're the business owner leading the way in fourth quarter, people will follow.
Your
vendors will follow. Your clients will recognize the energy coming into your business the fourth quarter and go, this is how business is done.
Yeah. So true. Connie Kircher hanging out with me here. Monica Zent wrote the article. We'll post this on our Facebook wall because I think there's more to it. Plant your seeds, plan for the new year. Those things also very, very important. We'll be back with the second hour of the Experience Pros Radio Show, Positive Business Talk, right after these messages and the top of the hour news. For the archives of this broadcast, don't forget to check out experiencepros.com/radio.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,